All right. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. Hello, my name is Alex Mason, and I am your host, currently a first-year MBA student here at Cornell, and really excited for my internship this summer. Been learning so much about investment banking in the past year, and I just want to share what I've learned with you. So today we're going to talk about some accounting basics, accounting fundamentals specifically for investment bankers. What do you need to know? So first of all, what is accounting and why is it important? Well, accounting is simply the best method that we have for having an objective understanding of how a business is performing financially. And this is absolutely critical in any area of finance, whether it's investment banking, whether it's portfolio management or sales and trading. Everything revolves around numbers. And in order to trust the system, in order for us to actually make things happen within the world of finance and within the world of business, we need to understand what these numbers mean and have a standardized way, an objective way that we can communicate and interpret them. Even if you think accounting is kind of a dry subject, which it kind of is in a certain way, but it's also kind of exciting because it can reveal so much to you once you understand it. Important things about accounting is that it focuses on what is material to the business. For example, a large corporation that makes $1 billion in profit a year, you're not necessarily accounting for 20 cents of a transaction. When you read the financial statements of a large business, the numbers will be denominated usually in billions or millions of dollars. You don't necessarily need to round down to the umpteenth decimal place because it's not material to the actual business. Another principle is that accounting has to generally be conservative. You don't want to be too aggressive on your assumptions because that could lead to someone misleading investors or misleading other people within the financial system that rely on those numbers in order to make important decisions. So conservatism is important. Another thing is consistency. Accounting really relies on consistency of reporting and consistency of results. So this is why when you see a company report their earnings, it's usually on a quarterly basis because every 3 months they're required, if they're a publicly traded company, to report those numbers to the Securities and Exchange Commission. And so every 3 months, you're getting new data. You're getting new revenue numbers, new profit numbers. And then 3 months later, same thing happens again. 3 months later, same thing happens again. And then you'll get a full year report for those final 3 months as well. And so this consistency is what allows us as bankers to evaluate a company because we can look back at a historical record of financials and then come to conclusions about the business based on that. If things were reported like every 1 month and then maybe like 3 or 4 months later and then a whole year later, it would be really hard as a banker to advise a client on the quality of that business and on the growth prospects of that business because it's like, well, I don't know. We can kind of adjust these numbers to a certain degree, but if they're not consistent, we can't really do much. So that's another basic principle for accounting. Another important principle that I want to bring up with regards to investment banking and accounting is cash system accounting versus accrual-based accounting. This is really important. And I remember when I first learned this concept, it was kind of mind-blowing to me because it just was something I never really thought of before. So in a cash-based system, imagine that you have a small business, say a lemonade stand or a pizza parlor, and you only accept cash and you only pay for things in cash. It's just as things come in, you take the cash, and as things go out, you pay for your expenses, you hand out the cash. This can work really well for small or even medium-sized businesses to function on a cash-based system. And when I'm saying cash-based system, I'm not exactly talking about like a physical dollar, but digital money as well. If you're just accounting for money as it comes in and then as it goes out, that's what's called cash-based accounting. And this is really great because it's very simple, right? Money comes in, money goes out, whatever's left over is your profit. But the thing is, this doesn't always work once you start to scale things up. And this is why every major corporation virtually uses an accrual-based accounting system. Now, what does that mean? What does accrual-based mean? Well, this just means that your revenue and expenses are based on the timing of when things occur, not necessarily when cash changes hands or cash changes accounts. So it's a little bit different. Imagine that you go to a store and you see a bag of chips and you want to buy that bag of chips and you don't have any cash on you. So you pull out your credit card. You use your credit card to pay for that and then you have your bag of chips. Now, what just happened there financially? You just effectively lowered your net worth because you now have a credit on your credit card. You owe money to the credit card company, to the bank, because you made that purchase. But you didn't actually lose cash from your account yet, right? It's just a debt that you owe. So that's what accrual-based accounting is all about. It's about the timing of cash flows relative to when purchases are being made or when revenue is generated. So a business can generate revenue by selling a service that they haven't actually delivered yet, but it's not recognized as revenue until that service is actually delivered. And we'll get into the details of this more later. Fundamentally, the difference between a cash-based system and an accrual-based system is the timing of when cash changes hands and when it's recognized. Okay, so those are some basic accounting principles that you definitely need to know for investment banking. My name is Alex Mason, and I'm just grateful that you're here. You know what we're doing? We're just having fun learning about the principles of banking together, going through everything step by step. I hope you're having an amazing day, an amazing week, and it's spring break over here in Ithaca, so I'm about to go spend some time with the family, and I'll catch you later. All right, bye.